year should be a special schus for Avi Mar and Imi Marasi Sheyichyu. And the schus Yedid Nafshi, our Rabbi Yisrael Akvel Shlita, he should have bracha v'atzlacha, b'chol ma'aseh yadav. We're going to be learning about the din of Niskei Mamon, trying to explain the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchas Niskei Mamon in Halacha Aleph, based on the Torah of the great Gaon Rabbi Nachum Mendel Chechik. It was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, Yerushalayim, and he has a beautiful svarim called the Niv Menachem, which are just a pleasure to learn. So I recommend them for everybody. The Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Niskei Mamon, Halacha Aleph, writes, "Kol nefesh chayah shebreshusa shel adam shehizika, habaylim chayovim l'shalim, sherei memoinam hizik." Every living being that is in a person's possession, birshuso shel adam, shehizika, that caused damage, the bailim, the owner of this nefesh chayah, of this living being, are obligated to pay. Why are they obligated to pay? If for the damages, sherei memoinam hizik, because their mamon, their money, was mazik. Says he has a very enjoyable style, Rav Chechik, so I'd like to read some of his Hebrew. Hine lechora divrei melech elu nirim kisosrim. The words of the king, the Rambam. There was another king who was a rock star in the 1900s. We're talking about two different sort of types of kings, believe me. So the words of the king seem to be contradictory. Hu pasach behagdara shibrishusa. He starts off and he says it's in a person's rishus, it's in a person's possession. That's what he has to pay for. And then the Rambam concludes, Shari Mamoinim Hizik, because his mamon was mazik. So which one is it? Is it his mamon, or is it that it in his possession? Does he own it, or is it in his possession? In other words, something can be birshusi. If you give me $100, it's now birshusi. I'm holding on to the $100 for you. But it's not my mamon. It remains your mamon. So birshuso means it's in his possession. It doesn't necessarily belong to him. Mamonam hizik, it's your money. It belongs to you. And when you think about it, these are two contradictory concepts. You can have something that's in your rishus, and it's not your mamon. And it could be something that's your mamon, and it's not in your rishus. Veilohen, shomer, he has a mazik yur brishuso, avsheinu mamono. Umoso hamafkid, hu zeha ishehu mamono, ulameinu brishuso. So let's say you're a shomer. So now the object is in your mazik is in your shus, but it's not your mamon. It's in your shus. It's not your mamon. Hamafkid. What about the mafkid? The mafkid, it's his mamon, but it's not in his rishus. So if I grew up in the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and the Upper West Side of Manhattan is an ear, I don't want to say shakulo klovim, but there are just endless amounts of dogs on the West Side of Manhattan. I mean, dogs galore, right? So let's say I'm an Upper West Sider and I buy myself a dog. And I'm going to Israel on vacation. And I don't want to leave my dog alone at home because he really can't take care of himself. So I give him to you. So now, it's my mamon and it's in your rishus. It's not your maman. My maman. But it's in your rishus. It's not in my rishus, but it's my maman. Uvechei nishelet ha-sheila. Heichan la-mito shorosh ha-chiyuv. Is it because of where's the root of this chiyuv? Is it al tzmimono? Or is it al tzrishuso? Which one is it? Tmiyatenu b'avinat divrei Rambam. V'achein zoi be'etzem tmiyatenu b'avinat divrei Rambam, Rabbeinu, kasher kalalam yachad v'lo nitnan la'afridan v'tzarich Talmud. So we want to know: is it alts memono, or is it alts reshuso? That's what we don't understand in the Rambam. Ho'omnam tchilat hirurai hen lehitalech b'derech chadasha u'b'siyat edeshay l'shtashay abba v'huze. Hinei kvar chakru rabotenu b'mahut chiyuv nezikim. So these are the beginning of my thoughts. I want to go on a new path, and I want to be mishtashay. I want to enjoy this clear. The rabbis already asked about chiyuv nezikim. Where does it come from? Is it because of the Din Shomer? Klomal, this is the fundamental chakira in all the yeshivas and Maseches Bava Kamma. Hayim omecha ma Din Shomer, klomal, kashem shashomer chayav kasher ha-pikadon izik. Ken onachnu chayavim ala pikadon shemasal lanu kdosh bo chul yotu itanu litzorchenu leanot bo. Omnam ken kshadam ha-adam oseh betoch shelo, b'rametil ala batorah chiyuvei shmira v'achrayut. לבעל יזיקו, כי סוף דבר אנו רק בבחינת שומר על ראשנו, כמו שנאמר לי הכסף לי הזהב, אי לכך כאשר פגם בשמירתו הכשיר את נזקו. So one side is that there was a pagam in your shmira. The reason you have to pay for damages is because you didn't guard properly. Or no. You can also say that there's gzeres hakasuv, that a person's chayav a nizke memono. And it's not tolerating the chiyuv shmira that's chol on the bailam. Even if you say there's no obligation to be a shomer and you're nechasim, etzem hadavar she'amazik hu memono, hu zeh she'mechayevto. The etzem yisod of the chiyuv is because your mamon was mazik. That's why you're chayev. Gzeres hakasuf. Now it happens to be that if it wasn't your fault, you have a ptur of onus. But the fundamental yesod, the fundamental obligation to pay for damages is because it's your money. So is it because you didn't guard or because it's your money? Elo hem dvarim shedanu v'hagu rabotenu v'shinanti bam v'hazbaratam kfi havanatenu. אמנם הוגל לבי להוסיף לדבר בהבנה חדשה ומחודשת ואומר. So this is what the rabbis talk about. But I want to add something new. הגדרה בנזקי ממון היא כי הוא ממש נעשה אדם המזיק. Erhert? Do you hear this new הגדרה? The הגדרה of נזקי ממון is that you become an אדם המזיק. You, not you, but the person becomes an adam hamazik. Think about it. A person kills his friend with a sword. The killer's going to come and say, did I kill him? The sword killed him. Or a guy's driving his car. He doesn't drive carefully. And he kills somebody. Is somebody going to say, no, it's not my fault. It's the car. You have a taina, it's the car. No. It's the person. Person shoots with a gun. The person killed. You know, like the people in favor of gun rights, the NRA guys. Guns don't kill, people kill. Don't stop us from having guns, people kill. Stop the bad people. People kill, people are mazikim. A guy kills in a car accident, it's not the car that killed him. You don't say a 1998 Chevrolet killed somebody today on Main Street in wherever. Wow. It's a person. That's the Hagdara. When a person has a shor, a person has an axe, it's like a person holding on to the steering wheel. He is the same achrayas. If he's not guarding properly, he's an adam hamazik. And that's the diuk in the Lashon HaMishnah. U'kishehizik chav hamazik l'shalem tashlumei nezek. When this animal does damage, the mazik is chayev. What do you mean the mazik is chayev? The mazik isn't chayev, the animal. It doesn't say baal hamazik. It says the mazik. Why? Because he's not just the bailam of the mazik. He's not just the owner of the animal. He's the mazik. See, here are Hagdara's sweet friends. He's the mazik. So the Rambam said, the Mishnah says, Ukishizik, when his animal does nezek, does damages, the mazik is chayev to be mishali. So it emerges that Be'etzem, there's no Chevtzen Musig of Mamon HaMazik. There's an Adam HaMazik, the Mashmos of Mamono, is a Siba. In other words, you can't be called an Adam HaMazik on every Hezek. Somebody's ox gores someone else's ox in Saudi Arabia. It's my fault. It's my fault. Pashidna. We want to know when I'm called another mamazik. The only time I'm called another mamazik if it's my money. And these are the four avos nezikin. In each of these cases, I'm the mazik. These are the four ways in which I can be mazik. ומילא לא תניל לו כל הדינים והפטורים שנאמרו באש. ומה שכן חידשה תורה, כי תצא אש אפילו מעצמה. שלם משלם המעביר את הבעירה, רשי, אף על פי שהדליק בתוך שלו, והיא יצאת מעצמה, חייב לשלם לפי שלא שמרת ככה תור שלא תצא ותזיק. כלומר, אף בכי גב נשו בעצמו, בידיו לא קרב את האש לגדיש, גם אז הוא נחשב לאדם המזיק, אם כי מתוך סוג מזיק מסוים, אש עם דינים מיוחדים. So when this ash goes out, it's not the ash doing the damage, it's me doing the damage through ash. I'm the Adam HaMazik through this Eish, with all the special dinim of Eish. Even though I didn't bring the Eish closer, because it says in Rashi, it says, Ki Seitze Eish. What is Seitze Eish? Seitze Eish means the fire went out. I didn't bring the fire out. The fire went out by itself. Rashi, Hidlik Besoch Shalo. V'yatzas Me'atzma. It went out by itself. So I am an Adam HaMazik with Eish. Bor also. When a person digs a pit, and then pushes his friend inside. Haim lezoti karei bor, v'im korei ani baze shor v'lo adam. What's bor? A guy shoves his friend into a pit, to a deep pit, and the guy, God forbid, he dies. That's bor? No, the Gemara darshins a shore, not a person. This chiyuve born a shore, not a person. When he pushes it in, he's a rotzeach biyadayim. Find the name of Malin below Maridim, Maridim below Malin. What's in, you know, Maridim? We're in Labor. To push the guy in, that's murder. The pit is deep enough. Torah says, V'nafal Shama. He fell in there. That's the chiyuv of bor. Just like by Eish, he was madlik pesoch shalom. So this guy just dug a pit. He didn't push anyone in, and now that's the din. How he's a mazik with bor. Not because he pushed the guy in, but once he created this nezek, this potential harm. So now he becomes the mazik. Now it came about because he wasn't careful. He created the mazik. But lemaisa, he is called the mazik, not the boar. He was mazik through the boar. Uvazeh anu baim el ha-melech. And with this we come to the king. To understand the pesher. Pesher dvarav. We thought it was a stira. But now we can read the Rambam as follows. There's a lot of raid on this Rambam, I'm telling you, sweet friends. Oh my gosh, there's an Or Sameach here. There's, you know, just a lot. There's a beautiful Rav Zsolti. And a lot of Achronim in the Rambam. This Rambam. A lot of Achronim, a lot of Rambams. For those who have internet access, there's a website called Halacha Brura, which is a Merkaz HaRav website. And there they have a mafteach of makoros on the Rambam. And each Rambam, they have a long list. Sometimes it could be a few dozen. Sometimes it's a lot fewer, depending on how much this Rambam is discussed. But you can see many, many, many beautiful sources. Sometimes I do a search on the Otzer HaChachma, but sometimes I look there and I find things that didn't come up for whatever reason in the Otzer HaChachma. So it's amazing, mamish amazing. So you can look in the Rambam, there in the Halacha Brura, the Mafteach and the Rambam, and Perak Aleph Mechos Niskei Mamon Halacha Aleph Al Kolpanim, we get back to reading the Rambam. Kol Nefesh Chaya Shi Birshuso Shel Adam. So when the Rambam writes Birshuso, it doesn't mean Shehi Nimtzeis Birshuso. What it means is that the Mazik is Biba'aluso. It's not that it's in his possession right now. That Bershusa means he's the Bailim, and therefore the Bailim have to pay. Because Mamonim Hizik. Asheru Asher Amarnu, Davar Shehu Mamono, Hu Birshuto, U Be'achrayuto. So then that's your money, is in your Rishus, and your Achrayus. It's like a steering wheel in the hands of the driver. And any laziness in Shemira are going to bring you to have to take the repercussions, the results. Now, when we say Mimono, Ein b'mashmaoto kinyano kilo rotze lomar shadam chayav al nizkei rechusho. Kim ba'aluto. ולכן אני קורא בדברי רבנו מה שכתב שראים במעונה מזיק. אין כוונתו לומר בזה שזו סיבה לחייבו בתשלומים. עברה כי כוונתו לומר בזאת, ממונם שזו סיבה כדי לחייבו בשמירה. והיא עמדו בחובת השמירה, היא שהכשירתו לתשלומים, היות ולא נהג כנדהיגי אינשי. לכן זוהי התוצאה. והן אין צירוף אומרו, כל נפש חיה שהיא ברשותו של אדם שהזיקה, חייב לשלם, שרי מעונה מזיק, כלומר, מכיוון שהוא ברשו ובעלותו, נמצא שהשמירה היא בהישג ידו, ומוטלת עליו בגלל זה, שהרי ממונו, שהוא ממונו, וכאשר לא נהג כך, ולא שמר כראוי, הרי הוא בבחינת אדם המזיק. So when the Rambam writes Mamonam Hizik, the Rambam isn't trying to say that that's why he's chayav to pay. Because it's Gzeiras HaKosov, like some people want to learn, like one side of the famous Chakira, that your Mamon was Mazik, so you have to pay. Now, what the Rambam wants to say is that since it's your mamon, you're chayv in shmira. And since you're not properly guarding, that is why you have to pay, since you didn't do what you were supposed to do. And that's the outcome. So kol nefesh chayv shi b'rishuso shel adam, any nefesh chayv. That's birshuso, in other words, it's bibaluso, and therefore the bailim have to pay because of their achrayus. So you have responsibility for this, and therefore shezika, now it was mazik, you have to pay. Why do you have to pay? Because your mamon, in other words, what you were responsible for, what you were supposed to guard, was mazik. And since what you were supposed to guard was mazik, you are a mazik, because it's like you're driving the car. It's your car. Since it's ba'aluso ba'achrayuso, it's like you were riding this shore when it did the nezek. Therefore, don't blame the shore, blame you. So what's mechayev you is not that it's your mamon. And what's mechayev you is not that you didn't do shmira. Because you didn't do shmira, you're an adam hamazik. So that is the first leg of our journey. And this is in Simon Mem Beis of the Niv Menachem. And Simon Mem Gimli goes weiter, so I'm hoping that we can expand upon this in a future shir, and we will see, Mitzvah Hashem, where we go with this. But in the meantime, we definitely gave you food for thought, and I enjoyed it. Thank you very much. Have a beautiful day. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beautiful.